nation that so desperately needs its parts put together. George McGovern is a man who has peace in his soul. And because George McGovern has peace in his soul, he can translate that peace to our cities, our states, the nation and this world. The basic problem that we face here tonight is an indivisible peace, peace abroad and peace at home. And here was a man long before it was a cause that was popular to espouse. George McGovern in 1963 called attention to the great problems of Vietnam and its significance and meaning to the United States of America at home, abroad, in its relationship with all the people of the entire world. George McGovern understood from the very depths of his being that napalm and gas and 500,000 Americans in the swamps of Vietnam was not the answer to the people of Vietnam or the people of the United States. George McGovern, ladies and gentlemen, had another solution for Vietnam. I served with him in the Kennedy administration, and there George was in charge for President Kennedy of the Food for Peace program. And George's concept for underdeveloped countries is food. His concept is shelter, education, health, opportunity, and to bring a sense of brotherhood to submerge millions of people wherever they may be. I'll tell you why I'm for George McGovern. George McGovern is one of the few men in public life today, any place in the world, who has passion in his heart and a commitment to the very depth of his soul. And what this nation lacks, ladies and gentlemen, is a sense of commitment and a sense of passion for all the people of this entire nation and the entire world. McGovern is not satisfied that 10 million Americans go to bed hungry every night. George McGovern is not satisfied that 4.5 million Americans' families live in rat-infested and roach-infested houses. George McGovern is not satisfied that in this nation of ours, in this great nation of ours, our infant mortality is so high that we rank 21st in all the nations of the world. George McGovern brings out of the prairies of South Dakota a new wind. A wind that will be able to lift the smog of uncertainty from throughout our great land of ours. We need unity. We can only have unity with a new face, a new ideas, a new ideals. The youth of America rallied to the standards of men like George McGovern, like they did to the standards of John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy. And with George McGovern as President of the United States, we wouldn't have to have Gestapo tactics in the streets of Chicago.